55 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. A pretty quiet start here today as we look at another report week. We'll have the USDA will update the supply-demand figures on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. Not expecting a lot of change there, but likely USDA will probably adjust South American numbers a little bit, expecting Brazil soybeans especially to be ranched up a little bit higher than the current estimate, 104 million metric tons. Most private estimates are in that 105, even higher metric tons. We will see CONAB also on Thursday update their Brazilian numbers, both corn and soybeans. So a couple moving parts, but most of those are later in the week. Pretty quiet, like I said, so far here today. Seeing a little bit of a higher market, although corn market has faded just a touch here. We got March corn, 373 and a half, down a penny and a quarter. May corn at 379 and a quarter, down a penny and a half. July corn at 385 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. Dece corn at 398, that's down 1 1/4. March soybeans at 1028, up a penny. May soybeans 1039 and a half, up 2. July soybeans 1047 and a half, up 1 1/2. November soybeans at 1022 and three quarters, that's up 3/4. March bean oil, 34.08, down 8. May bean oil at 34.11, down 27. March soybean meal at 3.30 even, up $1.20. May soybean meal, 3.34.20, up $1.20. Seeing a little short covering in the wheat markets here this morning. March Chicago wheat at 4.41 and 3 quarters, up 8. May wheat at 4.60 and a half, that's up 7. July wheat at 4.74 and a half, up 6 and 1 quarter. KC wheat, March wheat at 466, up 4. May KC wheat at 476 and a half, that's up 4 and 3 quarters. Livestock markets mostly higher here this morning. April cattle 116.10, that's up 12. June cattle 106.92, up 17. March feeders 124.50, up 27. April feeders 123.45, up 50. April hogs 67.80, that's up $1.05. May hogs at 73.62, up 87. As far as news today, Brian, we'll have export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Trading a little bit of weather in South America. Some wet conditions causing some transportation issues in Brazil. A little wet weather in Argentina also offering a little crop development issues there. Otherwise, pretty quiet, and we'll see how the news trends as the week goes on here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update.
Yep, have a great day.
Thank you too. Bye. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois this morning. Checking in on current conditions, cloudy skies throughout the listening area, breezy as well. We've got temperatures in the low 50s. We're at 55 right now in Urbana. The relative humidity at 86%, barometric pressure 29.98 inches and falling. And we do have a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 64 degrees. South winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms expected tonight. Cloudy skies and breezy with a low of 46. Decrease in clouds tomorrow. A 30% chance of rain before noon and a high of 56 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.